Tomorrow is May, also known as the 107th month since the economy has been expanding following the Great Recession, the second longest run in U.S. history. And our next guest says she hopes it stops. Wait, what? Jill Schlesinger is business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
You know, you're just adding to my whole Debbie Downer affect, right?
Well, you had this confession on your blog, and we'll link people. You say you're rooting for a recession, you know, the economy to slow down. Why?
Okay, I don't want anyone to suffer. But, you know, the longer that this expansion and, by the way, the bull market continue, the more we tend to forget that these things actually end at some point. And this can lead us to make poor financial decisions, and it can breed complacency, and that's really the main reason I'm rooting against them.
It's a little teeny tiny recession, and the average is like a year, but you say we're way overdue. So what is it that you want people to do so that they can think like there is a recession coming, because it will?
I think you want to fight your natural tendency of always looking at the upside and remind you about the boring stuff I always remind you about. That's why I'm a certified financial planner. We want you to revisit and create a financial plan if you don't have one. We want you to have a healthy emergency reserve fund, maybe 6 to 12 months of your expenses.
Wait. 6 to 12 months of expenses.
Don't you hate me for that?
That's a lot.
It is. But, you know, if you're in a recession and you lose your job or your hours are cut back, you will be very happy to have that. Mm-hmm. We also want people to pay down that consumer debt. You know, a recession really does expose dangers of carrying too much debt. And of course, usually with a recession, not always, we get a bear market. So you want to maintain that diversified portfolio and don't forget to rebalance.
A slower market. And you say there's three reasons why a recession might happen. For instance, there's an external shock. You think of the OPEC oil embargo or the bursting of a bubble. We try not to think about the housing credit bubble in 2008, or an overheating economy, which it sounds like we're in right now, you know, which can drive prices up and maybe have the Fed raise interest rates. So if that's the kind of thing that might cause this next recession, when do you think it's coming?
You know, I actually don't think it's this year, although I wish it were this year, just to get it over with. But I think that you are starting to see odds of a recession build because of that third possibility. In other words, the economy is not going great guns right now. Well, we just got the GDP report out for the first quarter. We grew by a 2.3% annualized pace, but that will likely tick up. We see prices are starting to rise, not just at the point we see at the pump, but we see it in medical services going up pretty dramatically. So I think that's really where we're looking. You know, the Fed is going to raise rates, probably at least two, maybe three more times this year. I think that next year could see the slowdown. And as you said, doesn't have to be long and painful, but it probably will occur.
Okay. Well, look, we said this is the second longest economic expansion in history. What was the longest and how did it end?
That was the technology boom, 1991 to 2001. 120 months. It remains the longest on record. And it ended when dot-com stocks started to melt down. That triggered a revaluation of every stock in the market and also a recession.
Well, it's because people realized that a lot of those tech companies and a lot of the stuff that was happening, they were just sock puppets. There was nothing to back it up, and the whole thing just blew up. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News, host of Jill on Money. A recession, she says, is probably coming. Get ready. We'll have everything at herenow.org. Jill, thank you.
Take care.